you were walking toward the north end zone to greet your teammates?
A whole lot. I mean, 4 years, well, I guess 10 years of football on this field and everything else from near and far from that.
A whole lot.
Congratulations on the win. We're going to let Ty sneak through here real quick. And go enjoy the win, okay, Nolan? Congratulations on everything. Bryce Hartnett, we have him next up, the recipient of our Wells Ag Supply of Fonda Play of the Game. Jesse Wolvers coming in here first, number 72 for the Tornado football team. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
What's it like for you now, playing both sides of the football? You played almost every snap tonight. The fight inside this Tornado football team, yourself and all of your teammates.
I mean, it's great. I'm so excited for the future, even though I'm not going to be here, just because I know how great they're going to be in the future. It's just amazing.
Three wins, a great way to end the year with such a positive, uplifting win. What did the coaching staff say to you and the guys afterwards?
They just congratulated us and said that we're the foundation for this team. They congratulated us and they said we're foundation, we're building this team, and they're going to be pretty dang good in the future.
Well, congratulations for all you've done. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, all right? Jesse Wolver here in the post game as well, an extended post game. Storm Lake wins in overtime over Algona, 27-20. Here comes the scoop and score play of the game. Bryce Hartnett, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's talk about the scoop and score. All of a sudden, the quarterback, Helmers, goes back. Bring the play-by-play from your perspective. What happened?
He hands it off to the running back. It slips out, it drops, and I pick it up and run.
Coach Weeks said he's never seen you run that fast before. Is that true?
I mean, I wouldn't say no, but.
Well, it had to be a tremendous feeling. That really energized this football team, and you guys never looked back after that.
Yeah, it was electrifying. I liked the feeling.
I like the word, too. Congratulations, number 55. Bryce Hartnett here. We'll let you go celebrate. Nate Carlson in the on-deck circle, another senior on this year's team. Eric Broich had to be tough to watch on the sideline yet, Eric, but you invested so many years of football. This season has to be a pretty magical one for you and your fellow seniors to go 3-6 and finish with this kind of win.
Yeah, it's nice after all the hard work we've done this year to finally show the program that we're not the old Tornadoes and we're starting something new. So hopefully the kids next year continue on the tradition and make the playoffs.
Is there anything that maybe you and the rest of the seniors said to the underclassmen maybe this week or before the game, maybe after the game?
Well, the game's, we're not all done yet, so we'll probably have something motivational to say in the locker room. But just keep your heads up and big things are in their future.
Hey, congratulations on a super football career. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Nate Carlson to my right. Man, I'm telling you, after Hartnett's scoop and score, Algona then started a drive. We still trailed 17-14 at their own 37. First down, 74 all over it. Second down, you had to go to the far sideline. You make the tackle. You were a wild man on that series. What was going on?
I dig deep. I didn't want it over. It wasn't over. And so I looked at their fullback or whatever, and that long-haired hippie, I was going to knock him out.
He's a heck of a running back, more than 1,000 yards in the season, and you guys took on a playoff team. That's what Rudy Week told me beforehand is we want to show everybody in the stands tonight that we can beat a playoff team, that we are a playoff-caliber team. You guys certainly had that tonight, Nate. What's it like for you thinking about this game right now?
I'm just jittery. We deserve the playoff. We should have been playing next week. We should be practicing tomorrow, Sunday, whenever. And
You know, because you have unfortunately, the what-ifs, the should-ifs, the could-ofs, a homecoming loss to Spencer, 34-30, a 10-7 loss last week on a last-second kick. I mean, you know, you can never say that. We'll let these guys sneak through here real quick. Nate, come on in here. Bob, safe travels back home, okay? Storm Lake wins in overtime, 27-20 over Algona. Is there any one last word that you would want to say to the juniors, the sophomores? We had a good freshman team this year. What would you say to the underclassmen?
It's all about hard work. Ever since I've had a goal to be playing the next level after high school. And, I mean, I just kept pushing myself. I mean, days up, I've been up at this field, I mean, hours on end. I mean, in the rain, in the snow, you name it, I've been up here. And I've put in the time, and that's all you have to do. You have to put in the time, and you got to work hard.
And I hope even the little kids hear that, too, who will play out here tomorrow in fifth and sixth grade as you did way back when. Nate Carlson, congratulations on a great year and an awesome game tonight. All right?
Thank you.
Parker Lang, come on over here. This kid got us on the scoreboard first. Parker, tell me about the route now on the 25-yard touchdown catch.
Well, Mike was getting pressured, and we actually bumped and ran. I was supposed to go underneath, and I went over top. So he just threw it up, and I went and got it and scored a touchdown. Just had to get it done.
That's 2 in 2 weeks for you. Last week in Heelan, too.
Yep. It was just getting stuff done. We got it. Ends up on the scoreboard, so.
So now it's on your shoulders. I mean, this senior class, what would you have to say as an underclassman now? What would you say about this senior group?
They are some of the hardest working guys. They pushed us so hard during practice, and it shows. I mean, this is only the beginning of Storm Lake football. I mean, this is on the rise. This coaching staff and all the seniors just started all this. They drove us all to get to this point, so they're just great leaders.
Keep up the good work, and we'll see you down the road on the court, okay? Parker Lang.
Thank you.
Parker Lang and rest of the Tornadoes joining us here in the post game as Storm Lake wins in overtime by the score of 27-20.